ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to In All Honesty, the podcast where we get real about life and all the problems that come with it. I'm Michelle Ellman, and I'm a 5 board accredited life coach, public speaker, author of The Joy of Being Selfish and Am I Ugly, and my new book, The Selfish Romantic, coming out in January. I'm passionate about teaching people to communicate, heal the wounds of the past, feel your feelings, and ultimately giving you the tools to change your own life. This is the space where you get your personal development needs met, and we talk about all things growth, self-awareness, and communication with complexity and nuance. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, stick around because I think you're going to like it here. Today I want to talk to you about something I found out about on Friday, which has blown my mind. So I was at a dinner party with a bunch of my friends. We were actually doing a board game night, so we were playing games like Risk and Taskmaster, when we started talking about our businesses and our workplaces, and I actually can't remember how it came up, but they were talking about their companies. Obviously, I don't work for a company, and so I don't really know how it works when it comes down to overtime and that sort of thing. And one of my friends was telling me how if they work 5 minutes on any weekend day, so either Saturday or Sunday, they have to have a full day off replacement for that day. Like, it's company policy that even if you spent 5 minutes working on a Saturday, you have to have a full day in return for even 5 minutes on a Saturday. And it's a policy they've created in order to dissuade employers from getting their staff to do a 5 minute task or a small thing, which we all know if you've ever worked in a company, I might not do right now, but I have in the past. A lot of the time it's like, oh, it's just this small thing. So it's trying to stop that. And what's even better is that within the policy, if you get work 5 minutes on Saturday or 5 minutes on Sunday, you have to have that replaced within the week. So usually he was saying that Monday he would get off if he's worked 5 minutes on Saturday. But that often means that if your employer really needs you to do something, they will either just like give you a bunch of work to do to make that 5 minutes worth it, so that you're doing other tasks in the day. But even doing that, he was saying oftentimes it will take him max a couple of hours, and in return he gets a full day off. And I just thought that was such a wonderful policy, and one that we really should implement, because it feeds into one of my greatest beliefs. If you follow me long enough, you will have heard about this. I believe in dividing your life into 100% work or 100% rest/play. So I put rest and play in the same category, but they are two distinct categories. If you've ever been completely exhausted, you're sleeping loads, so you're not sure why you're still waking up exhausted, it's usually because you're missing out on play. Now, rest and play serve different purposes, and you need both to be fully healthy as a human being. And actually, I've been using this technique today. So for every episode of my podcast I've recorded, I've let myself watch 40 minutes of TV. And that means I've watched 6 hours of TV today, but I've also recorded 6 hours of my podcast. And on any other day, I've only ever been able to record 2 in a day. But doing 100% work or 100% play meant I was able to get more done. And that means when I'm watching TV, I'm not checking my emails, but also when I'm doing my work, I'm not stopping and checking Instagram at the same time. This workplace policy that my friend has really encourages that. It means that your weekend is your weekend. And if you have to work even 5 minutes, that is no longer your weekend. That's no longer a day off. So it stops people doing that 5 minute task that I was describing earlier. And what I love about it stopping you do that one small thing is that it's an excuse that a lot of us use as a gateway. Oh, I just have one small thing to do, and then 2 hours later you're still at your laptop. Or I'll just reply to this last email and then I'll finish for the day, and somehow it's 9 o'clock in the evening and you've worked way over time that you aren't going to clock in your hours. And yes, every company has different policies, but I want you to start thinking about the fact that, is it actually worth doing that one small thing, or is it going to spiral into more? Now, the way to figure that out is actually to be authentic and ask yourself the truth, whether you're filling that void, because a lot of the time we use this excuse of being a workaholic, but actually being a workaholic is the same as any other method where we use to fill a void. So that could be video games for some people, that could be shopping, whatever you're using to numb yourself in the world and not feel your feelings or keep you busy, which is what work tends to do, means that you are avoiding what is actually hurting within your body. As soon as you associate within your body, breathe deeply, and notice all the feelings that you have inside you, a lot of people will call them negative emotions. I don't call them that. Any emotions like sadness, guilt, shame, that kind of thing, you're avoiding that. And just because it's work, and work is societally praised to be a workaholic because our society values productiveness and associates our productivity to our self-worth, doesn't mean it's any healthier than if you sat all day and played video games or used alcohol to numb. Even though they are all the same method of numbing and avoiding your feelings, society values some and society shames others. So society very much shames people who use drug or alcohol to numb, but they praise people who use fitness to numb and who use work to numb, and that can be equally as harmful. So when you have that one small thing to do, sometimes it is worth it. I've worked really hard in the last 2 years to try to keep my weekends. When I was in my early 20s, I didn't particularly care about it, but I must say, since I've started dating someone who works a 9-to-5 job, who works Monday to Friday, I've tried to keep my weekend pressures and sacred time so that we can enjoy being together without me constantly being on my phone. And I must say, dating someone who doesn't have social media also really helps, that I'm very present when we're together. I don't go on my phone, and if you follow me on social media, you might notice I am quieter on the weekends. Or what I do now is I bulk upload stories of what happened the day before, because I actually realized I don't need to upload in the moment. But what I used to do is go, oh, I'll just put this one story up, and then you're on Instagram and I'd be scrolling through the page, and I was like, I'll just reply to one DM, and it would spiral. So what I want you to notice is the difference between whether that one small thing is occupying your brain so much that you just need to get it done, which I have done, and sometimes that's not actually doing the task, but just writing it in my notes section so that it's out of my brain and I know I can do it on Monday. And sometimes I will literally write a note that says to do on Monday. Or whether that one small thing has become the excuse to do more. It's the gateway to having no work boundaries.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The reason why watching 40 minutes of a TV show and then spending 20 minutes recording a podcast episode works is because I am fully resting in that 40 minutes. If I was thinking about the next podcast episode I was going to record while I was watching the TV show, number one, I wouldn't enjoy the TV show, but number two, I wouldn't be rested to do the next podcast episodes. Yes, podcast episodes take me about 20 minutes, but I basically record them without editing and without stopping. And so it's a lot of energy. It's basically particularly like getting up on a stage, because the audience part of public speaking isn't the part that worries me. It's the fact that you have to speak continuously. And so that consumes a lot of energy. But my energy is replenished by fully resting with the 40 minutes. And it really doesn't matter that my rest period is twice as long as my productivity period, because this is actually something I discovered while writing The Joy of Being Selfish. I used so many different techniques while writing The Joy of Being Selfish because I was stuck in lockdown and I was staring at the same wall and it wasn't the way I wanted to write a book. So one of the days I genuinely did the same thing. I told myself I had to write 1,000 words, and then if I hit 1,000, I could watch a TV show. And then I just did it again and again. And that day I wrote 10,000 words, which is huge. My normal daily word limit is 2,000. But I wrote 10,000 that day and just spent the whole day watching TV and then going back to writing 1,000 words. And what I found was writing the 1,000 words was faster than I ever did, because I was so focused when I was doing it and I wasn't just scrolling on Instagram every 2 seconds. And so the reason why I wanted to apply it to this is because I found myself getting into a bit of a roadblock where I couldn't record more than 2 episodes a day, when actually I have pretty much a week until I get my book back. And so I wanted to get as ahead as possible. And I found myself, as much as I was recording 2 episodes in a day, I was sitting around bored and with nothing else to do for the rest of the day. And so I thought, why don't I just try this technique again? And it's worked and it's been amazing. And it's meant I've been able to catch up on all my favorite TV shows. This is actually the week where all the seasons in America are starting up again. So it's like the new season of New Amsterdam, the new season of Handmaid's Tale have all come out. So I've been doing that all day while recording a podcast and it works great. So I implore you to apply it to your own life. Give it a try. It might be hard at first to fully switch off from work, but the more you realize that it actually makes you more productive, even if you can't believe you deserve to rest simply because you are aware the human being who is deserving of unproductive time or time that is chilled and relaxed, give yourself the permission to rest then, because it makes you more productive. And I truly believe that is the case. Have you ever noticed when you're in a day and you just really want a nap and you actually let yourself have that nap? Obviously not if you work in an office, but if you work from home and you let yourself have that nap, you actually get the work done afterwards so much faster. Whereas there have been times where I've pushed through, not had the nap, and something that would normally take me an hour takes me 3 hours because I'm exhausted. Whereas if I'd just given in, had an hour nap, then I could have got it done in half the time. So I think part of this is changing our relationship with rest and with working, especially because the way that society views working isn't helpful or beneficial and is quite outdated. I think a lot of us have realized that this over-glorification of being busy, this need to be productive all the time, is very much associated with capitalism. And as soon as we are able to unpick that and realize that our worth is not determined by our productivity, is when we can give ourselves full permission to rest without feeling guilty. And you need to be able to rest without feeling guilty in order to actually benefit from the rest. Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could leave a review wherever you're listening to this and share it on social media and tag me in it so I can share it too. Come find me at Michelle L. Ellman on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. We do fun things on there like Q&A Mondays, and on Fridays we celebrate your boundary wins. There's a whole community of people who want to grow and heal as well, and we're waiting to welcome you whenever you're ready. In the meantime, make sure to feel your feelings, set some boundaries, communicate in the way you want to be communicated with, ask for what you need, and I know sometimes you forget, but someone loves you, and I will speak to you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.